When Anders Kalto listened to sports podcasts, he usually heard a couple of guys sitting around just bantering with each other.
There was no good audio sports journalism in the world, at least that I had been exposed to.
Well, Anders is changing that. Today, the Traverse City native is out with his own podcast. It's a sports documentary series. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. There's been a lot of sports film documentaries made over the years. Think about Hoop Dreams, the story of a couple teenagers growing up in inner city Chicago and their dreams of playing professional basketball.
When I get in the NBA, I'm gonna go see my mama. I'm gonna buy a house. And I'm gonna go there and make sure my sister and my brother's okay. Probably get my dad Cadillac Oldsmobile so he can cruise in the game.
More recently, ESPN Films has come out with popular sports documentaries called the 30 for 30 series. But what Anders Kalto noticed was no one was doing that in audio. And that gave him an idea.
I wanted to find stories with a theme that is much bigger than just athletic competition. And those themes are built into sports. You just don't always see them. And they aren't always extracted by sports talk radio or sports podcasts.
Anders convinced Audible to carry a new audio sports documentary series called Game Breaker with Keith Olbermann.
In 1996, a long-haired, good-looking kid from Maryland was named the top high school soccer player in the country. His name is Josh Anderson.
That's Olbermann introducing an episode in the series called What Happened to Josh Anderson.
Josh Anderson.
He's totally different than anybody else playing.
So skilled, so talented.
He was very graceful.
Could score goals and just made it seem so easy.
Many considered Josh a soccer genius, a once-in-a-generation kind of player. But Josh was dealing with something that very few people knew about.
He just kind of seemed dazed almost, or drifting off, I guess, in a way.
I always, like, worried that this guy had this amazing talent, but there was just something else going on with him that wouldn't allow him to kind of see it to fruition.
One day, Josh Anderson quit soccer, and no one seemed to know why. Anders Kalto tracked him down, and spoiler alert, Anders discovers the reason Josh quit soccer was because he struggled with bipolar disorder.
I felt like I was going into a darker space. I kept coming back to this, like, this feeling of inadequacy and not knowing how to get past it.
Mental health is just one of the cultural conversations Anders hopes the Game Breaker series will engage listeners in.
You know, mental health is a taboo issue in America and the world, and we wanted to use a great sports story built around this athlete to kind of break down that taboo and understand what is the experience of someone struggling with bipolar disorder when they're an athlete? What are the unique challenges? What does his story reveal about how we as a society view mental illness? And sports is just one of many ways that you can tackle a big issue like that.
Anders Kalto grew up in Traverse City and still comes to the area to host a youth soccer camp in the summers. He played soccer professionally before a heart condition ended his career. Then he got into journalism and did some health reporting for NPR. Game Breaker is a fusion of his two passions.
The idea was, for me personally, sort of to marry my two career paths.
The first season of Game Breaker features all sorts of different sports. In one episode, we hear about Anthony Irvin, a swimmer who used some really unconventional training to win the 50-meter freestyle race at the 2016 Olympics. Anthony was 35 years old and became the oldest swimmer to win an individual gold medal. In another episode, we hear the story of John Scott, a retired NHL player who now lives in Traverse City. John is 6 feet 8 inches tall, and he eventually became known as an enforcer, someone who fights players from the other team.
My coaches in college, they like sat me down, they said, "Hey, listen, like you're good, and you have one thing that no one has, and that's your size. Like, you can't teach size."
Enforcers weren't the best skaters or scorers. John only scored 5 goals over his 8-year NHL career. He was basically on the team to protect teammates and intimidate opponents.
In 2008, when John Scott first joined the NHL, there were a lot of enforcers in the league. But by 2016, there were almost none. During that time, John bounced around, playing for six different NHL teams and ending up in Arizona. And even though he hadn't set out to be an enforcer, he was one of the last members of this dying breed.
And that's when things take a really weird twist. You'll have to listen to the episode to hear what happened. Anders Kalto is really picky about the stories he chooses for Gamebreaker. He says his team of producers scours over obscure sports blogs, old magazines, books from the library, you name it. And that's because they want to tell more than just a cliche sports story aimed at sports junkies.
I think what we're doing that allows us to cross over into the mainstream is that we find these powerful human dramas, these narratives that are really about something bigger than just sports.
Gamebreaker with Keith Olbermann is a new sports audio series that is now available exclusively from Audible. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.